Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Reader of Hearts Radio. This is your host, Darren Owens. And it's just me today. My co-host, my buddy Scott, is with family today, so he's having a good time with them. And we're going to have a special show today. It's Ask Darren. And I've already gotten quite a bit of questions people have sent me for the show today to answer. For several things, talking about the supernatural, talking about ghosts and dreams and spiritual energy, that type of thing. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the toll-free line to call in, and I will try to get to your calls today. It may be a little bit later in the show, but I want to get some of these questions answered because there's some really good questions. So give us a call today, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And today is Ask Darren. But the topic, the main topic of today's show is souls, guides, and the other side. I get so many questions from people asking me about the eternalness of the soul, the other side, and there's so much information out there. I mean, you know, in the old days, back when I was a baby psychic, you didn't find a whole lot of really true psychic mediums, but now you've got a psychic medium on every corner in every state, and it's extremely difficult to discern which medium is truly skilled in what they're doing and truly connected, or which medium is, you know, they got their certification out of a Cracker Jack box. We can't really tell. I mean, I can, but it is very hard to tell to the layperson who's really just trying to discover the truths that lie beyond the physical realm. And again, let's go back to that word certification. The funniest thing to me is the fact that people think they can be a certified psychic or a certified healer or a certified psychic. Are you kidding me? There's only one way to be a truly certified psychic practitioner, psychic medium, and that's an ordination by God. You can go and learn how to hone your skills and focus your psychic skills and learn to work with those spiritual energies that are within you and train those skills to live a better life, to live a well-rounded life. But I'm sorry, this ridiculous notion that you can go pay $1,300 for some celebrity psychic to teach you for 2 days how to be a medium is asinine. The work of a medium or a psychic is lifelong. It is something that you are born with. It is something that is to be discovered and to be worked with on a daily basis. I'm still learning things about my abilities, and I'm still learning things about the supernatural world that I didn't know 2 months ago. So it's a constant education in consciousness. So when you're looking at trying to hone your skills, learn more about your psychic skills and your psychic abilities, please, please, by all means, do that in the perspective of educating yourself on how to make a better life for you, how to bring more abundance and health and healing into your life using your spiritual abilities. Do not go pay ungodly amounts of money to get a certification just because a celebrity psychic says you're psychic. That's ridiculous. That's a very ego-driven perspective, in my humble opinion. That's why I don't teach anyone to be psychic. I teach people how to train their psychic abilities. We are all psychic, but not everyone is a psychic. Do you see the difference? Very, very big difference. Okay, now I'm going to step off that soapbox. I'm going to get to a question here, and this is one I get asked all the time, and obviously it's somebody that sent me a question hasn't read any of my books. But one question that I got this week is, how do you stop negativity? How do you stop feeling negativity? How do you block negativity? Well, my very first question is, what's your spiritual life like? If you have a strong spiritual foundation, you don't interact or have feelings of negativity as much when you're standing firm on a high spiritual vibration. And how do you get that? Well, number one, a prayer life is absolutely essential to everyone. You must have a connection to the source, a connection to God, to the Holy Father every day. every morning before I get up, I pray. During the afternoon, I'm praying. When I go to bed at night, I'm praying because it's like ceaseless praying, and I've done it for so long, it's almost as if it's as I'm breathing oxygen. It's like that. I'm constantly connecting to the source. And it's as easy as saying, divine love be in my thoughts, divine love be in my day, divine love be in this business meeting today, divine love be with me in traffic. It's anything like that. You're constantly connecting to a higher vibrational frequency. When you are sustaining that connection, you have less and less and less manipulation and feelings and interference from negative energy. As a matter of fact, you know, negative people that are just constantly bitching and complaining, they don't want to be around you because you're too high in vibration. They want someone to commiserate with them. And when you're in that space of spiritual energy, you don't commiserate. It's a very constructive energy and a very creative energy. So fear and negativity is very destructive. It's a sense of chaos, and you just don't want to be around that energy anymore. One way to help yourself on a daily basis while you're creating your spiritual life and your prayer life, however you want to connect to God, make sure that you use that connection and use that connection to say, you know, Holy Spirit, surround me with your light today. And when you come into a situation with a person or a situation that's negative, Holy Spirit, bless me, be with me in this situation. Because it's not as if you're being protected from negativity as much as it is helping you navigate through it. Because you're always going to run into negativity. We live on this planet, it's saturated with it. So if we're always going to run into negativity, then we can keep ourselves protected by not letting it influence us through our spiritual connection and through our visualization practices of having the white light of the Holy Spirit to surround us, or divine love, be in my thoughts, so that you are not influenced by the outside negativity that you're having to confront. And then you're able to navigate through any kind of negativity that way. That's how I do my work with exorcism and working. I work with some really negative energies when I get called in to help with a situation like that. But I have a strong spiritual anchor. I am anchored into, for me, what I call the Christ consciousness. So therefore, I can navigate through energies like that. I can help release energies. I can help transform those energies from fear to divine love. But on an everyday scale, for everyone listening to this, we're not talking about that amount of negativity. We're talking about just people in general and just everyday situations, because you're not going to have to come into contact with the energies that I do all the time. And of course, we're moving more and more into a sense of supernatural awareness. So, yes, a lot of us are having a lot more metaphysical experiences that sometimes we cannot explain. But if you continue to work and create a strong spiritual ideal and a foundation for yourself, you will have the protection that you're looking for. And the main focus and the main thing to remember is you are not a victim in this world. You are not a victim in this world. I'm going to say it again because I know you're not getting it. You are not a victim in this world. You are a child of divine love. You are a child of God. So with that truth, you have so much power to stand on and to create with and to combat any kind of negativity. It's unreal. So you have to remember who you are. And then the idea of how do I block negativity is not even something you ask anymore, because it is a natural extension of your spiritual self. Okay? So there's that question. That's how you stop feeling and negativity, and that's how you can block negativity. Now, I got another interesting question here from, let's see if they gave me a name. Crystal is asking me, she goes, I recently been able to feel vibration under someone's skin. Not like muscle spasms, but it's like energy humming. We're not near cell phone towers or any electronic devices. I don't know what this is. Can you tell me what I'm feeling? Absolutely, you're feeling energy. That is a aspect of your spiritual and psychic awakening is when you begin to physically feel energy vibrations. And so when that begins to happen, you start taking steps on honing and focusing your psychic skills because now you're able to start feeling energy. So if you can feel energy, then you better start getting into a practice of balancing your own energy, so that you're not picking up everyone's energy that walks along. You're gonna it's talk about a cell phone tower. When I was a kid and I had no idea how to hone my skills, I was 15 years old. I was literally like a barometer. I felt everyone's energy. I could hear everyone's thought. It was as if my psychic channels were completely open. There was absolutely no sifter. I felt like Sookie Stackhouse on True Blood. That's exactly what it was like for me as a teenager. And over time, thank God that I had teachers and people that would come and help me focus. That's why it's so important for me now at 38 when I'm teaching my students or doing private sessions is to help people focus and hone their skills so that they can control their own energy. So that when you're feeling other people's energy, you're able to read it but not be influenced by it. That's the gift of a true psychic. I hear all these people saying, oh, you know, these psychics, I can't go into antique shops and I can't do this and I can't do that. Yeah, there are places that are overwhelming for sensitives, but you're strong enough to withstand that. It's not as if you're a tin can in the middle of the ocean, okay? There's a lot more control that you can focus on, that you can bring up and use in your life. So you're not manipulated and affected by every single energy around you. Don't be a wet noodle. You see what I mean? This is why your spiritual foundation is so important and your ideal is so important, whether it's Christ consciousness or the Buddha or connecting to divine love. Find something that is your ideal that you are anchored in so you're not being whipped around by any kind of energy that comes along. That's the problem I see with a lot of the New Age movement. Everybody's so up in the clouds and they're so wispy that there's no grounding. So you've got to have the ability to ground into this earth. We are literally bringing heaven to earth. So quit trying to think you're going to ascend to anywhere else. You are here on this planet. You are to materialize the spiritual vibrations within you right here. So ground into the earth and have your roots secure, and then lift your heart and lift your mind to the heavens, and then your balance between heaven and earth. And you're not going to be a wet noodle. You're not going to be affected by every single energy that comes along. Okay? So, Crystal, to answer your question, you are feeling literally vibrational energies like the human aura. And when you're doing intuitive work and psychic work, you are reading people's energy fields as if it is a website. You know, you go to a website, you read about, for example, if you go to my website, darrenowensofficial.com, you're going to tap into my site and read about me. Well, it's the same thing when I'm reading energy. It's reading the information held within somebody's energy system. But I'm not affected by it, but I can read intuitively the information that's telling me, hey, this person's ill, they've got this problem, they've got this dis-ease, or they've had this issue mentally that's been going on since they were 12. So that's what energy does. It is an information database that we all have that gives sensitives like myself the ability to read and accurately what's going on with someone, what challenges they're having, and also what gifts and life themes that they have that they may have not discovered yet. So energy is extremely important in the awakening process for every individual because you begin to read and to experience a reality that's beyond just physical. Okay, now, this is an interesting question from Ed. He wants to know if entities can bring light and love, and are there entities that can bring attack and fear or attack other people? Absolutely. You need to remember that within the supernatural realm, there are spirits of Christ consciousness and there are spirits that aren't of Christ consciousness. Those spirits that are not of Christ consciousness have their own agenda. They do not come from a sense of divine love. They come from a sense of self-power. And They want to manipulate. They want to bring fear. They want to control. It's the same in the physical world. There are good people and not so good people. There's no difference between the two, whether it's in spirit or whether it's in physical. And you know, I am so tired of these mediums out there. These are uneducated, unexperienced mediums that have no idea about the supernatural. Out there telling people, oh, there's no such thing as bad spirits. Oh, there's no such thing as negativity. Are you kidding me? Seriously, run away from any medium that says there's no such thing as a negative spirit. That person literally has zero discernment on who they're talking to in the spiritual world. God knows what they're talking to. God knows what they're being manipulated by. You know, there's a reason our Lord said, discern the spirits. We've got to be able to know whether the spirit that we're talking to or that's trying to connect to us is of the light, of the Christ consciousness, or if they're some Yahoo spirit over here wanting to play some game to manipulate the human beings on this side of the veil. There, it's not any different. We've got good people and not so good people on the physical world, and there's good entities and not so good entities in the supernatural world, period. So again, this nonsense, there's no such thing as negative energy is or spirits is ridiculous. Trust me, you've got to have the light and the dark. That's the sense of balance that we have going on here. So to answer your question, Ed, and I'm so sorry because I have a lot of soapbox today to stand on. Yes, there are entities that can help bring light and love. Our ancestors, our guardian angels, our spiritual guides are there as a connection to to God to bring that energy to us, to reconnect us to our higher self, to bring healing, to bring hope. Yes, absolutely. And there are entities that want to do the opposite. There are entities that want to bring chaos, they want to bring fear, they want to bring everything opposite of the Christ consciousness. And all, you know, that's the entities or the people even that we don't want to be around. So absolutely. And you know, here's another thing too, and we're going to get way off into some really occult information here, is that people can also send negative thoughts. Create negative thoughts to attack other people. That's called psychic vampirism, that somebody can come along and really take someone's energy and manipulate their energy to sort of get them to be controlled in the way that they want them to do or to be. Psychic attack, somebody sends a negative thought to someone to harm them, and sometimes it's subconscious. You know, growing up in the South, when somebody says, okay, well, you're on a prayer list, I said, would you mind taking me off your prayer list? Because your prayer is most likely, dear Lord, please let them find Jesus and get out of this psychic work. It's of the devil. Now, see, that is a negative thought being formed and sent to me because that person wants to manipulate through the act of prayer me. And be conformed to what they think I should be. So when someone says, I'm praying for you, it really depends on who and what the person is because they're usually saying, I'm trying to conform you to the beliefs that I have. That's what they're saying. So they hide under the guise of prayer. Isn't that funny? So you always have to remember and be discerning about where people are really coming from. Now, if this is a soul group and a soul friend of yours, and you're both on the same vibratory level and have sort of the same spiritual awakening processes, yeah, of course you want to pray for each other. Divine love, please be with my friend today. That's all you have to say. You don't tell God what you want. Dear God, please make that person straight and not gay. Dear God, please make that person a Baptist and not a Catholic. See, that's unfortunately what I call gimme prayers. You know, oh, dear God, please give me this and give me that, and please God, make them do this and make them do that. You're completely lost from your spiritual connection. Prayer should be the act of absolute union with the divine. And sometimes your prayer, all it is, dear God, may your will be done. Because if I do something in this situation, I'm going to screw it up and I know it. So, dear God, please let your Holy Spirit come into this situation and help me to rebalance my life. Sometimes that's really all we need. So, another aspect of harmful prayer is the fact that if someone's involved in any kind of dark magic or black magic, they can literally concentrate their energy to the point of creating what I call a chaos elemental, or they will bound a lost soul and manipulate that soul into harming somebody that they want to harm. That's called binding spirits. This is a very old occult practice that I do not recommend, because it will always come back to bite you. It's like trying to put a lasso on a white a great white shark. You know, that sucker's going to come around and eat you. So we really don't have to worry about, you know, true black magic arts in this day and age. There's not a whole lot of people that have that ability. We have a lot of people that think they're great magicians and all that, but really they're just kind of ridiculous. So you have to remember, too, that if you're keeping in the spiritual light at all times, entities that want to harm you, they don't want to bother with you. The energy's too strong around you. You see, those dark entities, what they want to do are evil energies. They want to manipulate those people that are egotistical, that want self-power, or the opposite. They think they're the victim of the world, so they're easily manipulated. You see, but if you're really strong and authentic in your spiritual power, you won't have to worry about that. So Ed, don't worry about it. Just make sure that you're keeping your spirit in light and love. And that's the energies, and that's the guardians, and that's the spiritual guides that will be vibrating to you. Okay? Now, let's see. This is a dream question. And this person has a lot of dreams. They're saying that they have a lot of dreams about being lost. She wants to know who is sending her these messages in her dreams, and why do people like her rarely ever receive dreams about being shown the way home. So they're having dreams about being lost. She wants to know who is sending these messages to her and how come she's not having dreams about finding the way home. Now, this is interesting, because this sounds like a subconscious reflection within your dream. If you are literally always feeling lost, you will process these feelings mentally and emotionally in your dream state, because your subconscious will begin to reflect your main emotional state over time. Like somebody's fear, if you have a fear of your loved one leaving or dying, and that's a prominent fear, you'll have dreams about that happening. It's almost as if your subconscious is trying to delete this energy debris out of your subconscious. When I have a dream about a fear, I realize that when I wake up in the morning, that my subconscious was deleting those files. It comes through. It comes out of your subconscious mind through the dream, and it's almost as if it's deleting itself. Now, that's the process that I have. Of course, I'd have to talk to this person more about the dreams and the symbols and everything like that, but that literally sounds like a subconscious dream, a reflection of your own sense of feeling lost. And anytime someone's feeling lost, it's because they have somewhere believed and agreed that they are not connected to the source. So if I were you, this person who didn't give me their name and asked me a question, if I were you, and if you're listening to this, I would begin to say, Holy Spirit, divine love, whatever you want to call it, help me find my way home within myself, because I know that's home for me. Help me release the fear and release the feeling and the belief that I'm lost, because I know I'm not lost. None of us are lost. Every soul is going back home at one point or another. I truly believe that. Now, however long that takes, the process that it takes, I don't know. But I do know that every creation from the source will at one point in time go back home. That's just absolute truth. And that's the feeling that I've always gotten doing my work with the supernatural, is that at some point or another, all souls go back home. We go back to the Father. That's a beautiful feeling. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Earthbound spirits. I get a lot of questions about earthbound spirits. What are they? What is there a such thing as ghosts? What is a ghost? Is there a difference between a lost soul and a ghost, or a spirit and a ghost? So let me talk a little bit about earthbound spirits. And believe it or not, I've run into some mediums that really don't want to mess with this aspect of the paranormal. They like giving you the facade that they're always talking to happy spirits, and Aunt Jo says hi, and the will is in the backyard buried to the left. I mean, that's kind of the perception we have with what I call reality show mediums. That is not the real, true focus of a spiritual medium. And a spiritual medium, yes, is to help bridge the living to the dead and bring that bridge into healing. That's absolutely the case. But when you have a lost soul, it is a soul that has passed from their physical body and has, for some reason, either by choice or by trauma, they have gotten stuck between the physical world and the spiritual realm. And I call that stuck place the paranormal realm. Some call it the outer darkness. Some even call it purgatory. It's almost a very gray, dark area between realms that is an area of forgetfulness, because lost souls sometimes don't even know they're dead. Somebody could be murdered and be traumatized to the point to where they're so stuck in that situation and in the fear that they can't cross over. That's all they see is the murder that took place. Or somebody gets killed in a car accident, they don't realize they're dead. They're stuck in the perception of, well, why isn't anyone talking to me? How come nobody's communicating with me? And then you can have those individuals that die and they don't want to go. They don't want to leave their loved ones, or they don't want to leave the money that they've left behind, or the big house that they absolutely adored. So they choose to stay behind instead of going through what I call the lighted path to the other side, or some call it the tunnel. So there's three different ways that a soul can be stuck on this planet. And in the in this what we call the outer darkness or the paranormal realm, again, through trauma, through choice, and even through a sense of forgetfulness, they don't realize they're gone. As a medium, it is our responsibility to be educated and to explore the supernatural as much as possible, because as a psychic medium or a spiritual medium, rather, you're living between two worlds at all times. And so, therefore, you're working with the living and you're also working with the dead. You have to remember that these souls and these spirits, my job has always been to help them cross over, to help them go through and find the lighted path, go to the other side so they can continue their destiny. They're not supposed to be stuck here. They're not supposed to be wandering within this foggy outer darkness, lost in their own emotions and mentality. They're supposed to be going on to their destinies. So that's why I think someone like myself, part of my sole purpose is to help lost souls be found. Because I even do that for the living when I'm doing readings for somebody. Somebody calls me up, or I'm doing a workshop. I'm helping individuals that are feeling lost find themselves. And it makes it a lot easier because I know at one point or another, when death comes and that path, the lighted path, opens up, that person that's spiritually aware crosses over. They don't get stuck. They have nothing on this planet that wants to keep them here anymore. That's so important. We're not just spiritually awakening on this side of the veil just to have a happier life. We're also doing it so we can have a smooth transition to the rest of our destinies, you see. That's absolutely essential. You got to remember that. You got to look at it through a more visionary perspective. It's not just to make your life happy here. And you're making someone else happy through your spiritual awakening as well, but you're also making sure that you have a smooth transition when that time comes, that you take the lighted path. You don't take the dark path, which is staying here on this planet, because You're afraid not to leave somebody, or you're afraid to go on, or anything. Fear is the thing that keeps us stuck. And here's another thing too. I got a question about ghosts. And somebody asked me. They said, "So, if a medium, I went to a medium, and my dead husband came through, and he was angry, and he was still very jealous. The energy that the medium had came through. Does that mean that they're still earthbound? Absolutely. Yes, if a soul is earthbound, they are still the same person they were in the physical body, but they're almost 10 times more magnified mentally and emotionally, and not in a good way, because something has kept them here. For some reason, they're stuck, they've forgotten to go on, or they don't want to go for whatever reason, and it's always fear-based. So that person, that entity, if they're angry or if they're still feeling sad or guilt-ridden, they have not crossed over. A soul that has crossed over and if they come to me or they come to a legitimate medium and they say, "Hey, I have crossed over, but you know what? I was such a rotten person, and I am so sorry. I ask for your forgiveness. I know I'm forgiven. I've released myself from my negativity in the physical body, and I've gone on, but I need to let you know, whoever's on the other side, that I'm very sorry for that." Now, that's a soul that's crossed over. A soul that hasn't crossed over is still going to be pointing the finger and blaming everybody else for their death or blaming whatever. They're still going to be very upset and agitated. I had one medium say, or they say they're a medium, but anyway, that, "Oh, well, they come through like that because they want you to know it's them, so they're going to act the way they did in physical body." Are you kidding me? No, they're not. They're not going to act anyway. When you're a soul that's crossed over, you're absolutely in the most authentic place you can be as a soul connected to God. If you're earthbound and have not crossed over to be washed clean, to remember who you are, you're still going to be that same person. You're still going to be agitated and irritated. You're not acting like anything. You're earthbound. This is who you are. No soul comes back from the other side and acts a certain way to make sure you know who they are. Because a soul will come back and say, "You know what? I was a rotten person. I'm so sorry." Well, see, that's a soul that's crossed over. A soul that says, "You know what? It's your fault I'm dead. It's your fault that it." Well, that's a soul that obviously hasn't crossed over. Okay, so there's the difference. There's the big difference. I really think a lot of these mediums, they need to be more. You have to have more education in the supernatural. It's not just enough to be able to connect with the dead. You've got to have a spiritual foundation. You've got to have discernment. You've got to have a connection. So remember that, people, when you're talking to a medium, there's a difference between a medium that's just able to communicate to spirits or a medium that has a spiritual foundation and that knows the supernatural. You've got to be able to have that. So that's the aspect of lost souls. Now, here's the thing that I want to talk about too that's very, very, very important when you're dealing with earthbound spirits is that if you have a feeling that you've got a ghost in your house, a lost soul, it's as easy as saying, you know, cross over. I ask the Band of Mercy, which I'll get to, ask the Band of Mercy to please help this soul to cross over. Help them find the lighted path. And I get a lot of questions. What's the Band of Mercy? Aaron. The Band of Mercy is a group of enlightened souls, and they hover between the physical world and the spiritual realm, and they literally help souls transition from here to there. And I've worked with the Band of Mercy for 20 years in my work, an amazing, amazing, beautiful, enlightened group of souls that have banded together to help the lost be found. They're ministers, they're healers. I have seen members of the Band of Mercy be with a lost soul for years and years and years until one day they're able to wake that soul up and help them cross over. That's how dedicated God is to having souls come home. No, we say lost souls, but you know, in general, there are no souls that are really lost because they have guardians around them, but they may be so consumed by their fear or negativity, they don't see the lights that are there. But there will be one day when one spark of light gets through and the members of the Band of Mercy will be revealed and that soul will go home. I got questions this week, of course, about the actor Robin Williams, an amazing, powerful, wonderful soul. And here's the interesting thing about the Robin Williams situation. Of course, you know, every medium in the world's been saying, hey, Robin told me this, or hey, this is what happened to him. I myself, all I posted was, Robin has crossed over. He's in Healing Sanctuary, which we'll talk about here in a minute. Robin's soul was very different because we say suicide. Most suicide cases are earthbound. When you commit suicide and you take your own life, you're so consumed by your depression, your negativity, your fear, that you take your own life and you literally, you come out of your body, but you're still stuck in that mind frame, and it's 10 to 20 fold. So pretty much every suicide case I've had has always been, they're still earthbound. And boy, I tell you, the Band of Mercy has their work cut out for suicide cases. Okay? But again, suicides, they don't go to hell. There's not a hell in that sense, but they are living in their own self-created hell. That outer darkness, they get stuck. They don't take the lighted path because they completely are consumed by their depression or whatever reason they decided to take their own life. Now, here's the difference about Robin Williams. I tapped into his soul and his energy, and he literally, even though it looks as if he took his own life, he stepped out of his body, and he transitioned very smoothly. It was as if he released himself and liberated himself and crossed over very easily and went right into Healing Sanctuary, which is for souls that have had long suffering lives. Healing Sanctuary is a location on the other side before we fully cross over where a soul can go and rest. People that have been long depressed or long illnesses or trauma deaths, that kind of thing, they will go to Healing Sanctuary and their soul will have time to rest and rehabilitate. And that's where we have spiritual ministers and spiritual guides that are there with the souls in Healing Sanctuary to help them and then prepare them to fully cross over. That's where Robin Williams is. What I liked about this was the fact that even though we're told that he took his life, he knew of the other side. He knew of the lighted path, and he liberated himself from that. And that's so rare with a case where someone takes their own life, because usually they're consumed by their own fears and their depression. And even though this is what we're told that he was suffering from, there was a sense of enlightenment with it. I wish I could explain it more. But I'm really dumbfounded by the amazing process that he literally crossed over without resistance. So there was an awareness in his mind. And of course, you know, doing a movie like What Dreams May Come, which is so true to what the other side is like, because we do create our own heavens. We really do. We create our own hells and we create our own heavens. And I think with that kind of knowledge that he had, he was able to literally cross over with ease. God love him. But I love that information I got, that he was in Healing Sanctuary and not stuck, because I do a lot of praying for souls that I know are stuck or are going to be stuck because of whatever situation they were dealing with in the physical world. So the Healing Sanctuary is a place for souls to rest and to be ministered to and to heal before they fully cross over to the spiritual realm. There's also another sanctuary on the other side we call Protected Sanctuary. Protected Sanctuary is, let's just say, it's a holding cell for souls that are not so happy at all. That these are vengeful spirits, which are ghosts that have been so prolonged in their anger that they have become dangerous. I've dealt with a few vengeful spirits in my work. You'll read about it in Mysteries of the Supernatural, my newest book. Also, demonic energies. Demons are concentrated evil. Zero perception of the light. They are literally concentrated negativity and evil. So when I'm working with exorcisms and blessings and that type of thing, I will ask the Archangel Michael to please bound this negative soul, this demonic spirit or the vengeful spirit, and take them to Protected Sanctuary. So it's a holding cell for those types of negative souls, dark souls or demonic energies, and they also have ministering there too. Remember, every soul goes back to God, so even when these energies are in a holding cell, they do have free will choice. But again, we have a choice to be protected as well. So there's a holding cell and a chance for these souls to find salvation, to awaken to their spiritual light again and cross over, you see. It's just kind of fascinating. This is the work that I've discovered over the many 20 years or so of working with the Band of Mercy, working with souls, lost souls, and helping souls cross over. It's just an amazing process about how our soul is, number one, limitless in its ability to co-create with God. But the process and the protection and the sanctity of healing and the purity of connecting to the source is so precious to each soul that there are sanctuaries created to help us when we need it. So we don't just die and we get stuck and think there's no one there to help us. There is. We've got our angels and we got the Band of Mercy constantly surrounding us at all times, just waiting for us to wake up one day and go, "Oh my gosh, here you are. I deserve to go back to God." And then the lighted path opens up and then we cross it. That's how that works. So you have to remember, ghosts are people too. Very dear friend of mine always said that. Ghosts are people too. And so when we're working very hard on our spiritual lives on this side of the planet, we're making our transition easier when that time comes, when we're supposed to cross from this realm to the next. So death is really a process. Birth is an awakening process, death is an awakening process, and then we have even more of our destiny awaiting us on the other side. We don't just go over there and we get our harps and wings and we sit there. We go and there are schools over there. We got the Hall of Records over there where we can begin to really understand what this civilization was all about and what other civilizations on other dimensions and other planets are all about. It's an educational process. And we're not just learning here. We're not just discovering who we are on this side of the veil. We will discover more when we cross over. And I always tell people, yeah, we can get some of the answers on this side, but we're going to get all of the answers when we cross over. So that's why it's so exciting. That's why there's nothing to be afraid of from death. It's just another awakening process. You don't have to be afraid. We fear the mystery of death. We fear death as far as, is it going to physically hurt? If we're raised in a very religious, dogmatic lifestyle, like I was at the Baptist Church, we also have a very religious fear. Am I saved? Am I going to hell? And all that. Let's get to the topic of hell. We got a few minutes here. Yes, there is no hell in the sense of the fire and the brimstone and the devil with a pick and, you know, suffering souls in that sense. No. There isn't anything like that, but is there a hell in the sense of a feeling of complete separateness and disconnection from God? Yes. The dark realm, which I talk about in Mysteries of the Supernatural, is an aspect of hell. It is a realm that is the furthest away from the source. There is no celestial light there. It is void of God's enlightenment and intelligence. So when a soul gets trapped between the physical body or physical world and the spiritual world, there is a type of hell that they're in, and it is a self-created hell. It is purgatory. Literally, that soul is lost within its own self-created hell. Because once you're a soul, your ability to co-create becomes magnified, whether it's within the light or whether it's within the dark. So that's why a soul can become a vengeful spirit over time, because it chooses, or it is so stuck in its anger and fear and its rage and its jealousy that it becomes a concentrated negative evil energy over time, almost to the point of being demonic, because it has decided that it's going to be completely void of the Creator's light. So yes, there is a hell in that sense. Just like when we cross over and we get to the other side, to the spirit realm, we can create our own heaven. We can create the own atmosphere with our loved ones and our soul groups and our connections and our relationships with our, even our lost pets and everything. We can create that heaven just as we can create our own hell. So these people that have had out-of-body experiences and they said, "Oh, I saw fire and brimstone." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I'm sure you created that." Because we do. When we're not fully crossed over, we can create the fears that we have. It's a very delicate, interesting, elusive, convoluted process when a soul crosses over. So that's why I always say, you know what? Just take the lighted path. Don't get stuck, because it you can think that, okay, well, I'm just going to hang with my loved one for a while, and then when they're okay, I'll cross over. It could be 20, 30 years later, you won't even know it. You're still thinking you're with the same individual. Time is nothing over on the other side. There is no time. Everything sort of melts into each other. Reality begins to melt into each other, and it's so convoluted. So if you take the lighted path when you cross over, everything is in sync, everything is in balance, everything is clear, and you begin to really sense who you are as a soul that's connected to the source. So it's always, always, always good to remember that when you're spiritually awakening on this process, and you're learning to work with your psychic and your mediumistic abilities, whatever it is that you have that God has gifted you with, always remember to have your spiritual ideal. Have your spiritual foundation connected to the Christ consciousness or divine love, whatever you want to call it, and know that that's helping you at some time transition with a smooth process. So that's our focus. I hope I answered all of your questions, because that was some really awesome questions. And again, we're going to have Ask Darren shows once a month. So we'll have another one in September, and keep track with us on DarrenOwensOfficial.com. We also have a Facebook page that you can find through my website, and we'll let you know when our next Ask Darren is. But we're down to a few minutes here, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this show with a prayer, because the whole focus of this specific show was helping souls that are feeling lost or that are lost find their home. And again, no soul is really lost. None of us are really lost. It's just being aware and conscious of the spiritual support system around us and within us. That's whether we're dead or whether we're living. It's the same process. So, all of you listening, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths and let my words just flow over you. Let whatever visions or imagery come to the forefront of your mind be of divine love and divine light. Divine Holy Spirit, we ask that if there are any lost souls around us right now, or if we know of a family member or a loved one that we feel might be stuck between our physical world and your divine spiritual world, we ask that the divine light of Christ consciousness open their eyes. May all their fears, may all their jealousies and angers and frustrations be melted away by your holy presence. We ask that the band of mercy come close, surround them, comfort them, nurture them, continue to be with them, to awaken their eyes, their hearts, and their minds, and take the lighted path. We ask this same prayer for our own souls in this physical world, to be healed, to be awakened, to be nurtured by the Holy Spirit, and let us do the same for those around us. Let us be channels for the Holy Spirit. Let us be channels for the Christ consciousness to help people awaken, to heal, to rebalance, and to restore their own divinity. Because that is the purpose of all of our paths. all of our destinies on this planet is to wake up, to help others wake up, and to go home. That's the focus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We ask that this divine blessing go out to everyone around us in the physical and in the supernatural. Amen. Okay, people, that is our show for today. And I had a lot of soapbox today. So if anything wasn't clear, feel free to email me and let me know. I'll be happy to answer your questions, and we'll bring it to the surface again in another Ask Darren if something wasn't too clear. And keep your questions coming, because this is what makes our show so exciting, is all of you. Because I know a lot of you have experiences, a lot of you have questions, a lot of you have had your own supernatural encounters. So I want to help you kind of realize what those are and what it means for you in your life. All right. And again, visit me at DarrenOwensOfficial.com. My newest book is Mysteries of the Supernatural, and that is published through ARE Fourth Dimension Press, and that's through the Edgar Cayce Foundation. And again, God love each and every one of your souls, and we'll see you again next month. God bless.